The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. I think a lot about, as I read these scriptures, I got like six more. Think a lot about that light. Is Jesus the light of your life? Because Jesus is the light of the world. Because God sent him to be that. Whether we accepted him or rejected him, he sent him to be the light of the world. But tonight, is he the light of your world? Your personal world. Okay. John chapter 1 verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. There again, that emphasizes that we need Christ in our lives to have light. Without him, we're in total darkness. Without him, we're headed for eternal darkness. Okay. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praises be to him for that. Jesus said that. He's telling you, Miss Patty, he is the light of your world. Walk in him. John chapter 12, verse 35 says, Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while in the light with you, walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Now think about the world without the light today. It's just running around in total chaos, isn't it? It's not focused, looking out at that light. We have a light to look at. We stay focused on the light of Jesus Christ. We got a goal. The world really doesn't have a goal, but self-satisfaction. And we know that self-satisfaction will fail. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light, folks. Ephesians 5:14, Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. I wonder if that's talking to about their song in the United States. We're asleep. Okay? We're asleep. Revelations 21:23 says, And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Think about that, folks. Jesus Christ is the light. He's going to be all the light that's going to be needed in heaven. There will be no need for the sun. There will be no need for electricity. There will be no need for all that. Christ is the light. Is Christ the light in your life this evening? I really want you to think about that. As we go out these doors, yeah, we're going to put these out in a little bit. But is your spiritual light lit? Are we going to shine in this world of darkness? Are we going to try to wake up America? I think Ryan has a song now.
Our light shines, light is still, shepherds watch on the hill. Close my eyes, see the hand, love was born. Perfect child, gently wait, above the bend, to kiss God's face. Close my eyes, angels fill the midnight sky. They sing, Hallelujah! He is right.